Now, in part three of the book, we move into examples that have to do with composing powerful song and chant. We classify the singing or chanting vowels into seven phonemic groups, which might be rendered in this way. O, a, e, and e. These are the seven powerful vowels. Try making each of these sounds. Many of the sounds we use in the words of song and chant are actual slides between I, O-A, O-I, and so on. There is a note to that on page 45. When the seven vowels, when the seven vowel forms from O to E are applied to a generating tone from the throat, they produce specific harmonic overtones in themselves, which are present in all sung, spoken, and toned and chanted words. So when you compose these things, the harmonic characteristics of stressed words become vitally important. And composition very often is done for mixed voices, male and female, and so we have to take account of what the interacting or what the combination of harmonics is going to be for given words. Now, there is a specific combination of male and female voices that is very powerful for creative manifestation. And you should be careful how you use this. But basically, if you look on page 47, you'll see an illustration that shows how you combine the male voices, which will produce the second or generative or genital center harmonic, with the fifth or throat center harmonic of the of women and men together, because the men, as they sing their tone, they will sing a higher harmonic will be produced, and as women sing theirs, a lower harmonic. So the women will produce the actual generative center harmonic, and the men will produce the throat center harmonic, and that is done as if the voices are, as shown on page 47, singing the tone ah. And you don't need, however, to write a bass clef and a treble clef, because when you write it as a treble clef single melody, men will tend to sing it on the lower octave and women on the higher octave. And so when you have a soli voice, or you write it just as one line in that kind of way, you will get the effect, and you'll notice that I have on the right side of that chart put the effect of the anchor on the top and the equal-sided cross on the bottom. That is a very powerful combination of harmonics used for creative manifestation, and one of those chants is included in the back of the book.